The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good types.
But so many poor choices.
All right, so Sarah, as soon as you're ready, we can roll.
Yep, we're rolling. And this is the Homance Chronicles. I am Sarah.
And I'm Nicole. And we have a guest with us today who has really taken dating outside of the box in the best way possible. And I'm so excited to understand how she decided to come up with this concept. So welcome, founder of Entwine Dating, Anna Leonarda.
Thank you for having me, girls.
Man, thanks for showing up.
Yes. You're welcome.
I mean, our standards, let's right there. Like, you know, obviously we've been jaded from all the shitty dating and ghosting and everything. We're just like, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no kidding.
When you said you would.
Yeah.
We feel very validated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nicole, really quickly, was that just a little nod to today's subject matter in that intro or?
Yes, actually, okay. It was.
Proud of you.
I mean, I saw your face in that you got what my joke was, but nobody else probably does because we haven't talked about what today's episode is. So it probably fell flat on the audience.
Not anymore. It was stupendous and very remarkably done. So I'm just calling it out now so they can appreciate it. You're welcome.
So, Anna.
Yes.
So Entwine Dating App is to kind of level set or readjust some expectations around dating and maybe the intimacy part of dating. So what led you to coming up with, I guess, needing to do your own dating app to address some of these issues?
Well, if I could start from the kind of beginning of why I thought of the app. I was married for 20 years, and since I became sexually active, which was after I got married, I'm sure. Intercourse was always painful. Sex was always painful, and I didn't know why. I couldn't put tampons in. It was always hurting. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? So then I find out I had endometriosis. And so that explained that. So I had a couple surgeries and everything, but the pain just wouldn't go away. Like, it was never enjoyable. I ended up having two kids, thankfully. Sometimes with endometriosis, you can't get pregnant. And then over time, I couldn't have anything internally. Like, it was like when I tried to have sex, I was just like I was hitting a wall. So I'm like, something's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. It was impossible to even do
it. I give you credit for trying to get pregnant and successfully getting pregnant twice.
Two times.
Going through that. That seems pretty unbearable.
And it was a year for my son, for my firstborn for me to conceive. So that was it was a struggle, but you know, it worked, thankfully. And he's 18 now and my daughter's 14. But
I'm in awe. Just in awe.
It gets better. So I went to the gynecologist and she was like, oh, you have vaginismus. I'm like, what the hell is that? She's like, well, you need vaginal therapy. You need to use dilators and you have to slowly stretch the vaginal walls of muscular walls of your vagina are spasming uncontrollably because basically the way they described it is if somebody goes up to you all the time, they see you, they punch you in the arm, and eventually they keep punching your arm over and over again whenever they see you, and then eventually you're just going to flinch and you're going to be like all tensed up. So that's what my vagina was doing. It's like, back up, do not go in.
Like a natural just reaction, like a
right
trauma response.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. So
yeah, Google's basically saying automatic reaction to the fear of some type or all types of penetration. Well, yes. Vaginal penetration, but
right. Correct.
Is it only a physical condition though, or is it connected to you something mentally or emotionally as well?
I believe it's both because okay. I, I know a lot of, like, even the doctors or, you know, my friends are like, just have a glass of wine, just relax. It's just because you're nervous or you're not with the right person. That's why, because I was with the same person all my life. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in eighth grade. And and then I'm like, no, I don't think it's mental. I mean, maybe it's both or whatever. But even like, which I'll get into a little bit later, but I had to have a hysterectomy. And while I was under sedation, my gynecologist said, she goes, you were passed out and your muscles were just spasming the whole time. So it's not all in my head, you know, I think part of it is, but.
Well, I think it's stored in your body at this point.
Right.
Like, you have no control. Your emotions are sometimes stored in your body. Like, your responses are to emotions and stuff like that. So, like, that would make sense.
Yeah. So I went through vaginal therapy, and then she's like, okay, well, so basically, like, there's five different sizes. I call them plastic dildos, I guess, to describe them. So the first size is like the size of a pencil, and then it graduates to larger sizes. So I looked at, you know, first size, I'm like, well, you know, I could barely get that one in there. And then she showed me size 5, and that was like Godzilla size. It was huge. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I don't even want to look at that one. I'm like, I don't feel sorry for any woman that would have to have something that large come at them. So I put that away because it scared
never
me.
To be honestly. You're like, again. Realistic goals is where we need to focus.
Yeah. She's like, six sizes. Yeah. I'm like, okay, because it like, definitely scared me. So I ended up
not that many men are probably on that level of size anyway, you know? So even if you've got somebody, they're going to be smaller than Godzilla size.
Yeah. And I didn't know, cause you know, I was with one person all my life, but,
So
I was supposed to do therapy like 5 days a week or something. And basically I had to like sit there with it inside me, holding it for 10 minutes and it was just, and it was painful, you know, like it was like even coming out, like I would hold it and it would like push my vagina, would be like, get the fuck out. And it was just kind of like,
oh my God. So they made you sit there with it in you, and you had to sit and stress about the fact it was in you and like,
well,
it wasn't working and all that stuff. It was like not comfortable.
It wasn't comfortable, but basically I took those dilators home. So I was doing them at home. But I wasn't consistent because I was like, okay, so once I stretch it out, or basically you get to like get your mind also. So you have to, once you put the bigger size in and you don't have any pain, I'm like, oh, okay, well now I can go to the bigger size. And then eventually you'll realize, you know, your muscles won't like a spasm as like they used to, I guess. But I never got to that point because I just kept, it was taking a long time. I was very impatient.
Yeah. So, have you ever heard of a yoni wand?
No.
So a yoni wand is like a kind of like a dildo, but it's not really penis shaped. It's smooth and it's made out of crystal. And you can get whatever kind of crystals that you want. You can get different shapes, but a lot of people use them not necessarily for pleasure, but to actually work out some of those pain points inside the vagina and the vaginal walls, because in theory, since they're muscles, they get knots in them, similar to how like your shoulders or your back or whatever. And some women experience painful sex because it's like they have like kind of like stressed out, knotted vagina. And so you can use the yoni wand to like gradually
release
and like start at different sections. And there's like this whole mapping process where you can like document and journal to get you to kind of stay motivated and keep doing it.
But it's like one size, right? Huh? It's just one size though?
No, there's different sizes. Like you can kind of find your own thing. But I just thought that was like one of the most interesting things that I had learned during the pandemic.
Oh. What did you learn in the pandemic? Wow. There's crystal dildos out there.
I mean, I am shocked. That is the most interesting thing you've learned in the pandemic, Nicole.
It was one of them. I mean, if you're going to create like a top five or something, like yoni wands, like,
yeah, no, I actually, I looked into those too after Nicole told me about it. I thought it was like super interesting because
When I looked into it, it was reading and the mapping of it, like, kind of helps you release the emotional pain and trauma too. Like, and some of the reviews were like, I didn't know what this would do. Next thing you know, I'm bawling with this thing in my vagina. And like, you know, it's pretty interesting. So I don't know, maybe you could look into it and see if.
I took us off track process.
Yeah. What, you pulled a Sarah real hard.
That's okay. So
real hard. Yeah.
So eventually I found a lump in the shower when I was taking a shower. I found a breast lump, and then I ended up getting diagnosed with breast cancer. I was 36 years old, and so I went through a one-sided mastectomy, and eventually ended up having another side removed because I had a really bad plastic surgeon. So I had to do chemotherapy. I lost all my hair and everything. And I remember going to the oncologist and he goes, you know, with the chemotherapy, and plus it was a breast cancer that was estrogen positive, which means that the goal was to keep all of my estrogen out of my body. So I was forced into menopause. So he's like, because of that, you're going to have problems with your libido. And I was like, oh,
funny story.
Speaking of that, I haven't had libido all my life. And he goes, well, it's going to get worse. I'm like, okay. And he goes, and the vaginal dryness is going to get worse too. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, so he was right. Sahara Desert, you know, it just came, it was horrible. So of course I didn't think about my vaginismus and using my dilators. Cause I'm like, you know, I just want to get rid of this cancer first, you know? So
yeah, you had other priorities at the moment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Living. And my husband was never, pushy about it. Like he understood, you know, cause it was like, that's how I always was, you know? But of course I felt bad. I'm like, well, you know, I wish my vagina wasn't broken, but it was, you know? And, so I went through the chemo and everything, lost all the hair, you know, I had six surgeries, and then the seventh one was a hysterectomy. So, cause I thought, you know what, the medicine I'm on for 10 years is called tamoxifen. It can cause uterine cancer. So I was like, you know what? Like, just get rid of my uterus too. I'm like, I don't need it. Right. So then a couple of years ago, my marriage ended after 20 years. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to stay single. Cause
you have experienced so much for somebody who's so young.
Yeah. Like a lot.
Just a little, I mean, just a tip.
You carry yourself very well. All things Thank considered. You. Yes. And you look great, by the way.
A little crazy, but yeah.
A little small side effect from all the things you've done. No big deal. It's fine.
Yeah. 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 So, right. So I ended up, you know, I was just going through a divorce. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to stay single. Cause what guy's going to be like, oh, your vagina's broken. It's no big deal. You know? Cause I'm like, oh, you're just going to cheat on me. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to understand, you know? And I get it, you know? So I was like, I'll just stay single. It's easier. And then I thought about it, like, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that. My friends were talking to me about dating apps, and they're like, yeah, you know, I met a guy on a date, and the second date in, he's like, oh, by the way, I have ED. And then, you know, my friends were so upset. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, if we meet another guy that has ED on this app, we're going to scream, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, save his number. Save his number.
Is he cute?
You never know.
Do you have a good personality?
Everything's great about him, except, you know, he had erectile dysfunction, which is, you know, not funny, of course, but, and I was kind of serious.
No, but it's a perfect match. I mean, if your vagina is broken and his dick is broken, I mean, I get it.
You have to like each other for your personalities at that point, right?
Right. And then, you know, like when I was, my friends were like, just, you know, if you ever are single though, you know, you just don't tell the guy that you had that issue. He'll understand. And, and I'm like, no, I mean, I don't think so. Well, if he doesn't accept it, then he's not a good guy. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that does not, no. So anyway, so back to me being divorced and single, I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I'm like, I'll just stay single. They're like, wait a minute. What about those guys that had ED? I don't think they saved his number, you know, their numbers, but that was too long ago. It'd be weird for me to be like, hey, I heard you have ED.
I know you have, hey, listen, we don't know each other, but I know you've got ED and I know you're dating. Just a little couple things I know about you.
Four of my friends went on a date with you because they didn't know you're you both have mutual
dating pool small.
Yeah. I love hearing that when my friends are like, oh my gosh, I went on a date with this guy, and two of my friends went on a date with him too. I'm like, oh, gross, you know. It's just, yeah. So anyway, so I thought, okay, this is embarrassing to guys. What do they think? Okay, I'm going to go on a date. When do I tell this lady, you know, that I have ED, blah, 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 you know? So I would look it up, and then a website said, don't tell the woman right away. Just go on a date with them. And then if you like them, invite them back to your house. And then leave a book about ED on the table, like a coffee table.
What kind of?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
And then when the woman says, oh, what's this? It's a conversation starter.
What kind of a passive aggressive bullshit line is that?
Yeah. Be honest and be like, I like you. I'd like to invest my feelings in you. Yeah. I don't, my dick doesn't work.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that?
I don't think it's that easy, but that's what I've been doing.
But it should, somewhere in the middle here is probably where we need to land. Not like trying to subconsciously send messages to you. And also not just coming on so strong that you're like, take it or leave it. But yeah. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, he puts on a documentary about ED. Here, let's watch this documentary. Oh, this is really romantic. Oh, by the way.
Right?
The series is...
Yeah, some documentary to understand like where Viagra came from and how much money is spent on this problem that men have. But I'm sure no money has gone into research into your problem. What was it called?
Vaginismus.
Yeah. See, I've never even heard the name.
Just yet. Broken vagina's fine.
Broken vagina's fine.
Straight I've name never is broken heard vagina. The name, let alone there be research or anything about it. But I can name 3 ED pills.
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a good fucking point, man.
But a lot of times the ED, the Viagra and stuff, that doesn't work for men, especially if they have prostate cancer. Then nothing will work for them. Or some of them have to do penile injections, and that's painful, right?
And so are your dilators. It's fine.
I know. But so I learned that guys, some guys use the injections for the woman that doesn't understand, you know, she needs.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. So then that's when I thought, okay, I can't use a regular traditional dating app. And I thought, I need to do something more. I got breast cancer. Yeah, it freaking sucked. What else can I do to help people? Because like I would always help people, you know, if they got diagnosed, I'll be like, hey, if your friend has breast cancer, have them call me, I'll talk to them, I'll take them to get a mammogram, whatever it is. So
yeah, just like emotional support.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I need to do more. I've been through a lot of freaking crap. So I thought, you know what? I deserve to have intimacy also. I mean, I love being hugged and kissed, and there's other forms of intimacy besides intercourse. That's why I keep saying intercourse. I hate that freaking word, but because if you can't say, you know, I can't have sex because there's other forms of sex, you know, oral and other stuff. But so I thought, why don't I create a dating app that takes the sexual expectations out of dating? And imagine the amount of pressure off of everybody's shoulders that do have sexual limitations or sexual dysfunction, that they know right away if they sign up for my app Entwine that intercourse is not going to happen. And you know, it's not embarrassing. Nobody's going to wonder, oh, I wonder if he has ED.
So many questions.
Okay. I am really like impressed that you're taking it to that next level. I mean, how much better is this than leaving some sort of book on a coffee table?
Oh my God,
I think the therapists don't know what to say. I talked to a few therapists, like, we don't know what to tell our patients when they say that they, you know, have painful intercourse or just lack of libido, whatever it is. And now they have a resource, but I just have to get to all these therapists because they don't know about Entwine, right? And the few I have talked to, they're like, oh, I have 3 patients that need that, or I have 1 patient, 2 patients, whatever.
I mean, you've fulfilled, I don't know, you solved a problem. You filled a need that nobody really realized they needed. And I honestly feel like after reading, you know, about it a little bit, it could help people who are just not interested in having sex be the main or top priority of the relationship, period. It's not just for people who have sexual limitations, medically speaking. It's like, it could service or provide a place for people who don't want sex to be a priority.
But they also have to understand maybe they don't think it's a priority, like, but they may not ever have intercourse with that person.
Yeah. Well,
as long as
you're
okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, you're putting it all on the table right then and there up front. And I think that's incredible because that's one of the most difficult topics people cover in relationships, period.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's what I was like, right. I just got anxiety just even thinking about it. Like, oh gosh, I'm like, how am I going to tell, what if I have to be intimate with somebody and then I'm going to have to tell them what my issue is? I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, no, you know, I'm just going to stay single, but no, not anymore. And it's like, again, I'm not making fun of people that have ED because I have a form of, you know, sexual dysfunction as
no,
well.
No, this is a safe space. No, no, no.
But so I just started going out. I'm a karaoke whore. That's the only whore I am. So that's my outlet. It's like, I have my kids every other week. So when I'm home alone, I don't like being home alone lately. So, I go to bars to sing karaoke Tuesday through Saturday, sometimes Sunday, if I'm really feeling crazy. Yeah. So that's my outlet. So I've been meeting more people that way because with a karaoke place is like you interact with people more. It's like, hey, nice song. What else do you sing? You know, you start talking to people. You want to go up somewhere and go across the bar and ask somebody a question, you know, whatever. Let's not get into karaoke. That's not what we're talking about. Sorry. So I'll meet a guy and then it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I'd like to take you out sometime. And I'm like, oh, hey, you know what? Want to hear something cool? I created a dating app. Want to hear about it? And then they're like, sure. And I tell them, they're like, oh, so you have an issue? I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow. You have the perfect reason why a guy wouldn't want to be with you. I'm like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Or
still want to take me on that date, bud?
He didn't. Yeah. He definitely didn't.
Then I heard the worst.
Oh my gosh. Man. Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, you know, you have other holes. I'm like, oh, I do. Thank you. I didn't realize that. You know, stuff like that, or you haven't been with the right guy yet. And then the other one was, you have an orgasm with me. Once I show you, once you orgasm, oh, you're going to be cured. I'm like, wow, you're like a miracle worker. What? I wish I met you 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, sexual Jesus, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I mean, not that I have guys all over me, but there's probably like five or six that are just like.
That's enough encounters, though. That if you aren't secure and confident and have good self-esteem, like if you are suffering, that's enough to like put you in a black hole. Like
I mean,
that stuff. Like, no. Why can't they just say, what an amazing idea. I wish you the best of luck.
They do say that also. Yeah. They check on me and like, hey, you know, how's your app going and stuff like that. But, yeah, so it's just, yeah, it's
lack of understanding, probably. Yeah, and lack of empathy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, and you know, normally if I didn't have my app, I wouldn't be going around saying, oh, my vagina's broken, is that okay? You know, I probably would have waited, you know, went on some dates and then told them and then get my heart broken because I have this more of an emotional connection with them. So that's why, you know, I just say it right away to them because I just kind of see their reaction too, because I'm like, I'm sure the guys deal with the same thing, and there's guys that are like, I forgot what I was going to say. chemo brain. That's another
happens.
Thing.
That it happens.
Go away. yeah. So it's, I could tell, I haven't been on any dates or anything like that, but I dread it. You know, it's just, I'm not yet. I will go on once my app is, it's live now, but there's like 28 users and they're all over the country. So I have to, I'm still marketing it. So,
well, okay. I have questions about your app now. So sorry. Like when you, what? Don't be sorry. No, you're good. I'm just impatiently curious. So when you like, I can't even get my words out.
I feel better now. Thank you.
Yep. Welcome to the group.
Yeah. We're all here. We're all participating. That's what counts. Okay.
Yes.
So when somebody like decides they want to join your app, can you just walk us through the experience that they have, the questions that they're asked, like the safe space they feel? Can you just guide us or tour us audibly through what they would encounter?
So if they decide they go to my website first, which is entwinedating.com, and it'll give information as far as like who Entwine is made for. Because I want to make sure nobody goes on there and just like, oh, cool, another dating app. And they just, you know, sign up right away. I want them to be able to read what the app is about first so that they feel comfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to sign up for it unless I knew for sure, like, the guy's going to have the same issue as me, or is this just like a hookup site? So, so basically they would read whatever the information is on there, and then they would hit get Entwined now. And then, they could download the app that way. And it's not like the filters of it. It's not as specific as like a regular traditional dating app because it's a new app. So, so it'll just ask like, you know, what your age is and, if you drink, if you smoke. So, but right now it's not going to filter those yet, because if you're very specific, it's just, I don't want somebody to drink that smokes or nobody with kids, you might have like one person, you know, in the whole area.
You know? Right.
So,
yeah.
So you could put your preferences, but then it'll eventually, the filter will work, but,
you have it ready to go. You just need people in it to actively use
yes.
it.
Yes. Got yeah. it. Cause without people, you know, if you build it, they will come and.
Yeah.
So when somebody fills out their like bio or description area, I mean, do you prompt them with any questions about their like condition or reason why they're on this particular app?
It just says like, you know, about me, and they can fill out whatever they want, and they can wait till the date. When they do meet the person, start talking to them, they can tell them then if they wanted to, but they don't have to feel uncomfortable by putting that anything sure. on there as far as specifically what's going on. Cause it could be anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be sexual trauma. It could be, somebody that's on medication, somebody with diabetes, antidepressants can cause,
anything.
Yeah.
It's just people who are just asexual.
I thought about the asexual. I know there's an app for asexuals. So I think asexual is more of like if you're not attracted to.
Right.
Right.
There's a degree of attraction, but you know, they like having the intimate relationship, but the emotionally intimate relationship, but the physical act of sex and penetration disgusts them or whatever. They have an aversion to it. So okay, they just,
yeah. That's why I'm not sure if that's a little different, because there might be other forms of sex that somebody would be okay with using.
Yeah.
Right
no.
Now, so.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, so I guess like when you're going through filters, I'm curious to know if you offer up the opportunity for like a menu of things that are maybe more common occurrence and people can choose to show it on their profile or not, but it sounds
possibly.
Like you. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now, I think like for me, I wouldn't want anybody. Well, I tell everybody what I have, but back in the day, I would never tell anybody about my issue. Right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like giving them an opportunity to put it like as a badge or whatever on their profile.
Yeah, or even say like, you know, I just so you know, I don't like anybody touching me, you know, because I have a lot of scars or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
So I think down the road for sure, once I start getting more comments from recommendations from users.
Okay, cool.
I'm open to whatever anybody says.
Are you intending on it being a free subscription?
It is free, and then they'll have the premium features.
Okay.
Available in the future. Right now the premium features are free, but down the road. Yeah.
You hear that, people?
Free. It's a free app. I love free.
Legitimately free.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to pay for an app and then get on and be like, oh, there's one person in Illinois. Yay. I just wasted all this money. You know, so but you know, it's new to me, this whole thing. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom before, and then I'm like, well, now I'm a founder of an app. What the heck am I thinking? You know, but it's been a long road. I've been trying to do this for 2 years now. But that's, you know,
I mean, in 2 years you made and successfully launched an app. You're doing just fine.
It's supposed to be launched in, you know,
like I've worked for companies,
months, but we have problems. Of course.
I've worked for large companies who haven't been able to do it in 5 years. You're doing great.
I work for a tech startup that makes an app. I've worked there 2.5 years and there's been problems that have not even been prioritized since I've started day one. So just be kind to yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Give yourself a little more grace. You deserve it. You've earned it, as a matter of fact.
I was going to ask you if you had like a tech background or understood software development or something like that, because it is a unique language to learn.
And unique people to work with.
Oh yeah, I bet. I found an app person that took advantage of me, of course, my kindness. Because he knew I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And I kind of said it. I'm like, hey, I'm kind of, you know, I'm a little bit new to this, you know, so just be patient with me. And so I lost all my savings. They were supposed to just do iPhone or iOS. And they're like, we want equity in your company. I'm like, already? I'm like, it hasn't even launched yet. And I said, you know, eventually I said no. And then everything just went downhill. And then there were like spelling errors and functionality issues. They wanted to charge me for things that were should have been fixed, you know, a while ago. And so then I was about to quit. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I don't have any money left. Like, I just lost all my savings from this, you know, I was so angry. And but then I gave
up. Then you remembered you were a badass bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? You are a badass bitch. Great. You did not do all this to get screwed. And then just you, all these people need your freaking help. They're quiet. They're at home, probably depressed because you know what? They want that companionship and they're afraid to get out there. And so I'm like, no, I'm going to freaking do it. So I did. And I found another guy, another app person, and he's great. And he's obviously. I was like, well, you finished all that in a week, you know, it's like, they took a year almost, you know? So I know they say everything happens for a reason. I'm like, well, there's a reason why I lost all that freaking money, but it's okay. Like I said, I couldn't quit. I had to do something because
honestly, no, I feel like you invested in educating yourself on what not to do the second time around.
Right.
And now that you know, you guys have an app up and running and it's going to start to just, people are going to start to show up. It will. Absolutely.
That'd be nice.
Definitely created something that I didn't even consider, but my God, is it such a good idea? And I really can't wait to like hear back from you in a year when you're just like on top of the world. Cause you're that bad bitch who stuck with it.
I am a badass.
Commercials on the Super Bowl.
I mean, dancing in the Super Bowl. No, definitely not a good idea. Karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel sorry for everybody in there. Yeah. Yeah. There, yeah. Listening to that.
That's funny. Well, I mean, I truly believe in you and this idea because I have been on the receiving end of men having ED and not telling me until we're in an intimate situation and now it's not working. And I'm extremely understanding and empathetic and also strong enough to know though that it's not like I did something to them. You know, I think a lot of women also feel like, is it me?
Oh, am I not good enough? Oh, am I not sexy enough? Did I not turn you on enough? No, bitch, my dick doesn't work.
Well, or some women are actually really compassionate and are like, did I smell bad? Did I do something wrong? Did I, you know, I turn him off somehow, right? And so oh, because I had this one guy tell me that the reason that his dick didn't work is because I smelled bad, like my vagina smelled bad. And I was like, that is a lie. That is
you're such a fucking lie. You're a liar.
Wow.
Like I do not want to like communicate with you anymore about anything. He came around later, followed me on Instagram, sent me an apology saying that he just didn't know how to handle the situation. Then proceeded to like try to ask me out again multiple times later. So that's the thing is like, he didn't need to make that up and he didn't need to be mean to me. Because let's just pretend, let's just even say that I was having an off day or something. You still don't need to do that to compensate for the fact that you are insecure about your dick not working.
Yeah, let's put you down too. That's crazy.
Huh?
He just wanted to put you down. So it's,
yeah.
It's just so he could feel better about himself. Blame it on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like this, I totally feel like this app is going to stop a lot of these things from happening where, you know, men don't know how to, or women, we don't know how to, they don't know how to explain something. And, you know, you hurt somebody's feelings. Or if Nicole wasn't as strong as she is emotionally and mentally, that kind of a comment could have destroyed her.
Oh yeah.
But she knows better. So, but like, you know, I feel like you're going to like start to save people's emotions too.
I was like, you're welcome, ladies. And like, did you save his number, Nicole? You have a list.
You don't want his. You no, don't want kidding. His.
Not for me. Just for the app.
He doesn't right. need this kind of help. He can right. figure it out.
If he reaches yeah. out to me again, I'll forward him a link to your app.
There you go.
Because for some reason, men after I turn them down can never just leave me alone. So. Mm-mm. Anyway, my point was that I'm in my late 30s. I tend to date men in their mid 30s to late 40s or whatever. And I've come across a handful of situations, and it's almost like they don't want to admit it, or they're just hoping and praying that in the moment, all of a sudden, magic's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is, but. I would hope that if they can at least get past the like admitting that there's an issue, because some of them even said, like, one of them was like, I'm on antidepressants or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, you've acknowledged that you have like emotional issues or mental health issues. And so you just admit that it's going to affect you sexually. And now here's a place for you to feel more comfortable, because mm-hmm. for me, as somebody who doesn't want to waste time dating people who I'm not compatible with, and sexual compatibility is important to me.
Right.
So I'm like, please, please, here, use entwined dating.
Yeah.
Yes, please do us all a favor. Yeah. Help yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you so much for sharing your story, all these intimate details. Like you said, a lot of people who suffer in silence because they're embarrassed, or they don't want to be judged, or they just don't want people to know. And so it takes a lot for you to come on here and tell us your story.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on here.
Yeah. And so now we're going to transition into Atta Girl time. So
drum roll, please. I've never done it before. I have no idea why I did it at all.
Yeah. Atta girls are just moments where we're proud of ourselves or something good happened. And so we just want to, you know, like pat ourselves on the back to end on a positive note. So Sarah, do you happen to have an atta girl ready?
Yeah. I put up some serious boundaries this week at work. Very okay. proud of myself. Very proud of myself. I was experiencing a little bit of disrespect, and I had to stop the person from talking over me about several times. And I said, I keep cutting you off because I need to speak, and so could you please just let me finish? And they let me finish, and then had a little bit more respect for me for the rest of the meeting, which translated into me getting my job done. Go me, victory. I had a little small win in my world. Because I finally told somebody to shut the fuck up in the most PC way possible.
Good for you. You know, you didn't Thanks, come unhinged.
No,
not
I didn't. Unhinged, I didn't. So. Mm-hmm. Normally I get really upset and I'll just like, and I'll have to put myself on mute because that's an option now. And I'll just furiously sit there and twitch and fume and then let it keep happening over and over again. But I got through and we did it.
Atta girl, Sarah.
Yeah, atta girl.
Oh, I also got some laundry done. Ooh. I don't have any laundry on the floor in my basement right now. Booyah.
Damn it, you took mine.
No, we can share it.
Yeah, Sarah's is just an add-on. Don't yeah. let me. Yeah. Mine is also work-related. I've been in my new position at work for 2 months, I think. Yes.
I think it's been longer.
It was late July. So 2.5 at the most, because it's the end of September. So I very much so feel like I am spinning most days in the new role. It's still at the same company. So it's not like I cut ties and then went somewhere else, right? So the amount of context switching that I do throughout the day is really quite remarkable. And my boss told me today, he was like, I'm so impressed with how quickly you've picked everything up and you just seem like you're on top of it all and da, 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 da. And I was like, you know what? I'm glad that's the perception that you have. Like, my atta girl is the fact that people are actually think I know what I'm talking about.
Or you do know.
I mean, I do kind of, but I told him, I was like, you know, the hamster's way off the wheel. Like, the hamster is just rolling around up there. I'm like, I'm glad though that you have the perception that he's just gingerly stepping on each rung of the wheel. But that's not accurate. So anyway, I was happy that he gave me a compliment and that the compliment nice. Served my ego.
Good.
Thank you.
Proud of you. So proud of you. Atta girl.
Thank you. So, Anna, outside of just, you know, creating a whole new way for people with disabilities or challenges to find each other and feel comfortable, which, you know, is a atta girl in itself, do you have something else that we can give you a pat on the back for?
It's not that exciting, but it might be like a lesson for everybody here. I cleaned the filter out of my dishwasher today. Did you know that you could do that?
That's a thing.
It's really disgusting. I wanted to gag the whole time.
I just got really excited for you because that makes me gag too.
Right. That wasn't me gagging, for the record, people that are listening.
That's, it was absolutely
totally,
me.
I'll own that. No problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, anything God. With plumbing is makes me gag.
Oh gosh, I can't. It's so freaking gross. I have to like do it with my eyes
closed. Okay, so how?
Oh yeah, sorry.
So, but like you went in and did that then?
I did. I was like, okay, my dishes aren't clean. I don't know what the problem is. I'm like, I know I need to clean the filter. I could do it. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Don't freaking do it, Anna. Do it on an empty stomach though. And I did it. I twisted that thing off and I looked at it and I gagged. And
why'd you look at it?
Because I forgot.
It's like when you pick your nose or wipe your ass. You gotta look.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like that, Sarah.
That's actually not me coming up with that. That's a saying.
Yeah.
You guys have never heard that one before?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, because in case the dishwasher filter wasn't nasty enough, now you've attributed it to shit.
I mean, we're already there. Let's just keep going. Yeah. It smells like butthole anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. Right.
Okay, good. This conversation.
Anyway, atta girl.
Right.
Thank you.
You honestly have probably the best atta girl out of all of us because I didn't know that there was a filter. And
see, that's why I told you. I knew it
was. Yeah, and Sarah's...
I've been traumatized by them, so obviously I knew.
I almost hired someone to do it, but I can't.
You have kids, don't you? One of those.
Oh my God, my son's in college, and my daughter, she's
exactly.
She wouldn't even smash a spider. I know. Yeah.
Oh, well, tell everybody where they can find Entwine Dating or find you.
They could find me at Entwine Dating, ENTWINE, in case you're spelling it wrong, dating, and then .com. And there's also, you could email me at the bottom. It says hello@entwinedating.com. And if you want to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you could find me on Facebook. Sorry. It's okay. You can find me on Facebook at Entwine Dating, and then Instagram's Entwine_dating. And yeah, so... And then, of course, all the podcasts that this podcast, of course. So, yeah.
Thank you. Good. Everyone can find us on Instagram as well at @homans_chronicles. And we have a closed group on Facebook called the Homans Chronicles, the Judgment Free Zone, which is where we share extra like naughty stuff. Every time I talk about the Judgment Free Zone, my description of it gets shorter and shorter. Like, now I'm just done. Like next time it'll just be like, it's naughty.
Sometimes we get spicy. Bye.
Oh, so So thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Appreciate it. Homance
out.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.